Last week, Ajahn Pasno and I are both talking about patience, the importance of patience in its many dimensions, and so like anything, we can take a particular quality and also take it too far or make too much of it. So what came to mind this evening was to look at what happens when we get too patient, which is to say when we become complacent or become numbed. We think we are, say, tolerating or living in a calm or patient way, or we're enduring something difficult, but actually it's just sort of we've gone into an anesthetized condition, and we just become numb. Also, complacency equally is not even just numbing ourselves to difficult or tedious or boring situations, but also, and maybe it's even more of the issue, is the complacency of when everything is going fine. Like, hey, you know, who needs liberation? This is kind of nice already. So that we were hearing a reading yesterday, where from Larry Rosenberg's book Breath by Breath on the mindfulness of breathing discourse, and he made exactly that point that, you know, at certain levels of deep concentration, the hard experiences a great degree of contentment, of ease, of sukha, and it's utterly pleasant. It's a very enjoyable experience, and the temptation is, even if it's not just a deep state of concentration, even if it's just a comfortable lifestyle, you know, having a good, dependable job, or just as now with this beautiful spring weather, you know, beautiful, bright days, the temperature just right, 70, 80, clear skies, spring flowers popping up, little variety, new flowers coming every day, that paradise. So the quality of complacency is that the heart becoming just accustomed to the presence of a sweet taste and investing in it, resting in it. And so you might think, well, what's wrong with that? You know, why bother looking for anything else? I mean, this is pleasant. You know, why get why try and find a negative side to a beautiful spring day? You know, surely it is. It's beautiful. It's delightful. This is the planet Earth as good as it gets. California in the spring.